Well, you put that suit on, my friend. I'm going to put you to work.
And everyone told me I look like a young Santa.
Lacrosse may be a little more grumpy than I would have chosen.
Like, what's the vibe of the North Pole right
friend,
now?
Friend, if you try to pet a polar bear, you might learn the hard way.
Is there ever really an ugly unicorn?
On the TikTok and Instagrammy and the YouTube as well.
What your favorite cookie?
Santa, I think you should check them twice.
In a lot of ways, we could be our own Santa, too.
I remind each of you that you matter.
Hello, my friends. Today, we are getting to meet one of the most magical guests, both literally and figuratively, that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. You know, when I started social media, I knew I was going to meet some famous people, but I never expected to meet someone that was so special to me for my entire life. On today's show, we have the one, the only, Santa J. Claus. How are you doing today, Santa?
I'm doing quite wonderful, my friend. Thank you for the invitation to join in on the fun.
Oh, I was so excited. I can't even express how excited I was when you responded and you said you'd come on. And I know my audience and their children especially were very, very excited to hear what you had to say.
Wonderful. Well, we're so very excited for the season. So I'm always in the mood to spread a little Christmas cheer.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of the season, what's the energy like at the North Pole right now? Is everyone stressed out, excited? Like, what's the vibe of the North Pole right now?
Well, I will tell you, my friend, right now it's chaotic, I think, is the wonderful word. You know, we are working on Christmas all year long. It takes all year to prepare for Christmas. But we do not start to truly begin to receive all of the letters and wish lists until right about now is our peak season. So we have to make some guesses. And as the letters arrive, we can determine if maybe we made some good guesses or not so good guesses, and it's a rush to finish things up in time.
I know my own kids were very much stressing over what to ask for, because we have them ask for something fun, something to wear, and something they need. And so they're very meticulous in this very specific fun gift that they get to ask you for. So hopefully that has reached you already.
Already, my friend, and I cannot wait for them to see what I've been working on for them.
Well, I normally have lots of questions, and I do have lots of questions for you, but I felt like with someone as yourself, like you, that the question should come from the children of my followers. And so the other day, just a couple of days ago, I asked them to ask their children what questions they have for you. And I put them all in a nice little Santa hat here. And I thought I would just pull them out randomly and see where this goes. And we'll let the children lead this interview, if that's okay with you.
Certainly. I love the idea. Also, I think that it goes to say that all of those that might be listening to the podcast, I am seeing Professor Chesko also in a red suit.
It is true. I wore this last year. And everyone told me I look like a young Santa, and it was the best compliment I could have ever hoped for.
Wonderful. Well, you put that suit on, my friend. I'm going to put you to work.
Nothing will make me happier. All right. Well, let's get started. Right off the bat, first off, question we have here is from Sutton from Santa Clarita, California, and she wants to know: do your reindeers like carrots? If not, what food do they like?
Wonderful. Well, hello there, Sutton. Hello there. I am happy to answer your question. I will say the reindeer, they are always trying to find something to enjoy and to eat. They certainly love carrots and celery and apples also. Their very favorite thing is something that you will not find around where you are at, but they will take their nose and dig into the snow, and underneath the snow, they will find something called lichen to enjoy. For them, it is like cookies. But you could also even get them a little piece of graham cracker as well. They always enjoy this.
This is good. Now, I'm taking notes. I know we always try to leave a little extra for the reindeer on the side. And so this is great information.
Wonderful.
Next up, we have a question from Jovi from Sonoma County. And she wants to know, do you ever vacation in the Northern Hemisphere in the summer?
Wonderful question as well. I have begun, as of late, in the last few years, taking some additional vacations, some additional trips, as I had decided to begin to be a little more active on the social medias, as they call them. I found that not only is my responsibility to make toys and to deliver toys, but also to spread Christmas cheer throughout the year, something that's very important to my heart. What I've been able to do is to be able to visit all around the world, my friends, during the daytime. What a concept. Well, this year I've been making quite a few journeys. The last one, a little vacation, was in the Dutch Caribbean islands of Curaçao and Bonaire. A beautiful stop.
Could I ask you a follow-up question? What has the journey been like for you on social media as you know, having spent all these years with no social media and then all of a sudden making this more year-round public appearances online? How's that been for you?
Well, you must understand that as we are trying to ascertain everyone's good choices in life, we have to keep track of the naughty and nice list. And I will say just very quickly, the nice list is all about kindness. Kindness to others and kindness also to yourself. But as we were always keeping track of everyone's choices online, my goodness, it became quite apparent that maybe we needed to have a little extra Christmas cheer also in the social media realms.
Absolutely.
Now, I posted my very first video, and I will tell you the very first video received millions of views and thousands of followers. It was quite a very surprise to me, but a wonderful one indeed.
I know my kids enjoy it. My youngest especially will sit on my bed and grab my phone and ask to see your page. So you definitely have a fan and several fans in my house, including myself.
Wonderful.
All right, this next one is from Holly from Los Angeles, and this is in quotes. It says, Holly's a great name for a question for you. And she said, what your favorite cookie?
What is my favorite cookie? This is a wonderful question. And I also want to say Holly is quite the Christmassy name, but also I was reminded of our last questionnaire as well, Jovi. Well, Jovi was the name of the wife of Buddy the Elf, a wonderful thing. But I will say that my very favorite cookie, my goodness, this is a question that I receive hundreds of times each and every day. And this is always my response. My favorite cookies, are you ready? Are the yummy ones, my friends. The yummy ones are certainly my favorite. I will say that my response oftentimes with this also is I want to try your favorite cookies. If I were to say my very favorite of the moment, that Christmas, I might only receive that one single type of cookie. And this would make that type of cookie a little boring. I love the diversity of all of the different types of things that I am able to try. And I will say, my friends, oftentimes people will see in the movies that they are leaving out cookies, but the traditions and cultures of the world, there are individuals that will leave out cookies. Others will leave out mince pie. Some will leave out bowls of porridge. Some will leave out cheese and meats and breads and crackers and even sweet tamales and panettones and breads and all sorts of wonderful things. It is quite the feast, and I need to keep the calories up on delivery night, my friend.
Speaking of which, you mentioned Elf. That's my wife's favorite movie. And I was wondering, do you have a favorite depiction of you on in the movies or on TV? Is there one that you like to put on and watch that you think just warms your heart the most, more than others?
Well, I will say the wonderful film of Elf. The individual that put on the red suit was Mr. Ed Asner. I had the opportunity to visit with Ed and give him some tips and pointers before he took on the role. But I will say that Mr. Ed, he has put on the red suit in more films than any other actor in the world. Quite a wonderful thing. I think that in the movie Elf, he came across maybe a little more grumpy than I would have chosen. But I have loved it. I would say that the most similar to what might be my personality would probably be Richard Attenborough in Miracle on 34th Street. He is certainly somewhat of a Christmas grandfather, which I have always loved.
It was one of my favorites growing up. It's good to know that it was accurate.
Wonderful. And you know, a question that I'm often asked is,
sure,
what is my favorite Christmas movie? Well, I will say that the very favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. It's one that not everyone sees, and it does not even have color. It is such an older movie, but the messaging of it is quite beautiful.
This next one is from Travis from California. Oh, this is actually plays right into what you just talked about. Do you exercise a lot to get strong enough to carry all those presents?
Wonderful. Well, exercise is quite an important thing. And I will say, not even myself. The elves are always trying to stay in tip-top shape. It is hard work, my friends, working in the workshops and creating all of the toys. The reindeer are also working all year long. For them, it is a wonderful, wonderful event that takes place in October called the Reindeer Games. For them, it is a challenge and a demonstration of all of their strength and abilities and training. This is also an opportunity for them to be in tip-top shape in time for Christmas. And for me, I will say that in the last few years, I have noticed that the chimneys were a little too snug. This was something that I was particularly noticing, and Mrs. Claus was often reminding me, Santa, you need to be eating more vegetables and perhaps less cookies throughout the year. Well, I've been trying very hard and working with my wonderful elf trainers to be in tip-top shape for Christmas. Being physically fit is a very important thing.
It's definitely a lesson. That's a good lesson for me as well. I think, you know, we get so caught up in the intricacies and the stress of life that sometimes we don't put our own health and exercise to the forefront. And that's just as important as anything else.
Well, when I was talking about kindness to others and kindness to self, well, that also goes with how you are taking care of yourself. I hope you're caring for yourself quite well.
Absolutely. All right. Next up, Santa, we have from Ashlyn from Vancouver, Washington. What is the funniest, most memorable way someone has made it onto the naughty list?
Well, Ashlyn, hello there, and thank you for your question. The naughty list is a very difficult thing to truly be placed upon. Oftentimes, we are all making different choices. Some choices might be quite favorable. Some choices might be getting us a little closer to naughty choices. But most of the time, this ebb and flow, as we call it, well, we end up on the nice list. Remember, it's all about kindness. Now, those that truly will find themselves on the naughty list are fairly rare, but I will tell you, it is the intentionality of inflicting pain and harm on others. When we are unkind, when we are treating others with terrible intentions, this is how the naughty list begins to be filled.
That's a wonderful answer. All right, next up we have Claire from Ontario. What is the best part of your job?
Well, I have many aspects of my job that are quite important to me. Certainly, the very number one is spreading of Christmas cheer and the opportunity in all of the social medias to continue to remind individuals that they matter and that they belong. I often am speaking that the Christmas season for many, many individuals is a wonderful celebratory time. But for some, the Christmas season is a very challenging and difficult time. We must be able to keep our eyes open for those individuals. Remind them that they are loved and cared for. Remind them that they are not alone and that they matter, my friends. This messaging and spreading of cheer and Christmas magic throughout the year and throughout the world, this is my tip-top most important job.
You know, I think we forget about how, well, you know, we think we don't have enough time, we don't have enough money to do the things we want to do, but kindness is free, right? And so even just helping one other person, you know, you may not have the reach of Santa Claus or even myself with my channel, but even just going out of your way to make someone smile one day or to feel loved or to feel heard can make all the difference.
Certainly. Well, Mrs. Claus is always saying that kindness is a gift that everyone can afford to give. This is a choice that we make, a wonderful choice. Sometimes that choice of kindness can be quite difficult. Sometimes even I might be feeling a little grumpy. But the choice of kindness, once we make it over and over and over again, we then become to create what is our natural tendencies, what we might consider our default settings. May we all keep kindness as the default setting within our lives. And then when the time comes when the choice might be difficult, it would be rather natural to continue to be kind.
Oh, what a beautiful sentiment. All right, well, next up, we have a question from, I believe it's Yannick from Germany. It might be Janik, but I think it's Yannick from Germany. Are polar bears nice, or are you afraid of them?
Yannick, well, hello there, my friend. What a wonderful question. I will say that polar bears are quite wonderful and beautiful creature. They must be respected as all animals should be. Now, I have never encountered a polar bear that did not respond to Christmas magic, a wonderful thing. They're always so very kind to me. But they are an animal. We must treat them with respect and treat them with a little distance as well, my friends. If you are ever in the companionship of a polar bear, my friend, if they're nearby, keep their distance.
You're saying if I see one, I shouldn't try to pet it.
My friend, if you try to pet a polar bear, you might learn the hard way that was not a good decision. I will tell you once again, decisions and the choices that we make, this is not about naughty or nice often. Sometimes it's in the moment we are making the best decisions. I receive letters from children all around the world, and sometimes they will say, Santa, I have made a mistake, and now am I on the naughty list? Well, I will tell you that everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes. Everyone does. This is not how the naughty list works. Mistakes are a part of our learning. Now, touching a polar bear might be a rather big mistake to learn from, but I would not consider it quite naughty.
All right. Well, next up, we have Eric from Florida. And this is something I've wondered myself. Do you wear different color suits on different holidays?
What a wonderful question. Well, I will say that I have many different types of clothing, different wonderful colors as well. Sometimes, as you might see, to those that are watching a video of this wonderful podcast, I'm wearing my green vest. Sometimes I'm wearing a red vest. Sometimes I'm wearing a purple shirt, a blue shirt, a green shirt. It all depends on what the mood is. But I have found long ago that the red and the white of the suit of delivery time has become quite traditional for so very many people. This is the one that we have placed all of the technology in. It helps me stay cool. It helps me stay warm, depending on where I am out in the world. Oftentimes, people fail to realize that sometimes at Christmas, depending on the part of the world, it might be summertime. We think of white Christmas and falling snow, but some people at Christmas are enjoying a swim at the beach.
Yeah, here in Los Angeles, it can, you never know. It might be 90 degrees tomorrow, and it might, which we don't get snow, but it can still, it can vary, you're right.
Wonderful.
All right, Henry from Iowa City wants to know, are you an elf too?
Am I an elf too? Well, people call me the jolly old elf. What a wonderful thing. This is also what we hear in one of the very first poems of the first person to see me delivering the gifts. A wonderful thing. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. You know the poem, my friends. But this is where I began the name of a jolly old elf. And, my friends, I will say that I'm not quite the elf like the elves are, but I am an honorary elf that they have placed within their family, too.
Next question is not really Christmas related, but I think it's something that's been on the mind of a lot of people. What's your favorite color of unicorn? Asks Lainey, age 5.
Favorite color of unicorn? Well, with the unicorns, I think they're quite... It all depends on what it might be. I think oftentimes we think of the white of the unicorn, but there are beautiful unicorns of all types. I think the black ones, the gray ones, they're all beautiful. And then we have those that are the Pegasus, right? The white of the Pegasus, a beautiful, beautiful thing as well.
They're all, I mean, I think, is there ever really an ugly unicorn?
I'm seeing also all of the gifts. I have so very many children asking for unicorns at Christmas, and oftentimes they are wanting a rainbow unicorn, which is a wonderful thing too.
This is a more practical question that I think probably a lot of children have wondered before. What's the best way of sending you our wish list? Letter, video, or email? And that's Emma from Hollister.
Well, Emma, hello there, my friend. I will say that there are so very many ways to send letters and wishes. a very important thing. Now, you can speak to your grown-ups. They have all sorts of ways to find all of the different routes to be able to take. Now, throughout the world, we have placed very specific and important mail locations that you might be able to visit and to deposit a letter. We can also use the aid of Christmas magic, and you can write Santa and place it in a very important part of the home, and we will do our best to receive it quickly. We also have an opportunity with the social medias. I will have individuals that will message me their wishes, and I will see families posting videos of the wishes. I have my social media transfer address as well to all of those that find me on the social medias. And we have placed a mailbox that is quite central to all of the social media platforms for those letters to arrive as well.
You know, speaking of which, before we get to the other channels, I'll obviously post the links to your channels online, but where can people find you on different social media sites?
Well, you can always find me in all of the social medias, I believe, but very, very popular. Lots of people are following along and on the TikTok and Instagrammy and the YouTubey as well. You can always search Santa J. Claus. And I've seen lots of comments that will say, Santa, what is the J? I've never heard of the J. Well, I will tell you a very, very short but wonderful story that I enjoy and love to be able to take time each throughout all of the year, but especially at Christmas time, to visit children's hospitals. And long ago, I was visiting one such hospital, and a little one was there and was so very excited to visit and said, Santa, do you have a middle name? I looked and said, I do not have a middle name. I've been given many names around the world. Some people will call me Santa Claus. Some people will call me Father Christmas. Some people will call me Babbo Natale, Père Noël, Yolupuki. There are so very many names given to me wonderfully around the world, but never a middle name. And this individual looked at me up into my eyes and smiled and said, well, Santa, if you had a middle name, it should be Jolly. Well, I thought Santa Jolly Claus has a wonderful ring to it. And so it begins, my friends. The middle name was born.
I love that. My kids are very big on middle names right now. This is going to be crucial information for them to include in future letters to you. This is a great question that I've never thought about before. And this is Bernard from Boston was wondering, does Santa bring presents for dogs? And what about the zoo?
Wonderful. Well, Bernard, we remember the name of Bernard, right? The head elf of the Santa Claus films.
Oh, yeah.
A wonderful thing. Well, Bernard, I will tell you, you have a wonderful elf name. Now, gifts are a very important thing, and it all depends on traditions and culture. There are some cultures and traditions where I will leave something for some of the family animals, a very important thing. And there are a few locations throughout the world that I might make a little stop into the forests and leave some special treats at Christmas time for the animals there. Now, oftentimes, the zoos, I will try to make some special visits. It might not be on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but throughout the Christmas season, I will try to visit as well. The most important part is that we are caring for animals and that we are seeing that they are loved and cared for and treated with respect.
In a lot of ways, we could be our own Santa to our animals and giving them treats and things like that, yeah.
Absolutely, my friend, especially during the holiday season.
This is a question that I knew I had to ask you, and I'm happy I pulled it because I don't want to take up too much of your time, especially in this busy season of the year. But I have talked a lot on my own channel about my relationship with my love of my life, my wife, who I've been married to for 13 years, which pales in comparison to the amount of time you have been with Mrs. Claus. And this question is, how did you meet Mrs. Claus? And this is from Leslie from Montague, Massachusetts.
Well, Leslie, what a wonderful question. I will tell you the story from the beginning, a wonderful moment in my life. Certainly, we have these moments in all of our lives that become a little sort of a pivot point, where we might have a road going down one way and another road leading another way. We might not always know what is down the road or which one is the best one to choose, but Oftentimes, it begins with just making the choice and taking the chance. Well, this was one such pivot point in my life. I had felt within my heart the importance to visit a certain family. This was a family that I had heard of that was going through many, many challenges, and they had young children, and I wanted to stop there and to pay a visit and give them some needed items. Well, there I was, listening to my heart and making the trip to this wonderful family. Right there, leading up to the doorway, there was another individual standing at the door, about to knock. A wonderful, beautiful woman, there with a basket full of wonderful treats and goodies and baked items. It was Mrs. Claus, who also had been listening to her heart. She had felt that she needed, too, to visit this family and to give them some wonderful treats and uplifting words as well. This was our very first meeting, but our hearts led the way in kindness towards others. This was a perfect, wonderful moment that I knew that this individual truly cared and had compassion for others in a very magical way. And this was the start of our wonderful friendship that then became the most important individual within my life.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love to hear it. And I love to hear that the underlying message there, or the underlying emotion and central tenet to your relationship, was also kindness, as we talked about so much. You know, the last question I like to ask everyone who I have the chance to become best friends with on this podcast is something I want to take something away from my own life from you. And I love knowing and asking what is some advice that you've been given, or that someone that you've learned in some way throughout your life that has just stuck with you and been a guiding force in your life that you'd be willing to share with myself and my followers?
Well, I would love to offer a few words. This is something that Mrs. Claus is always such a wonderful example to me for. A lot of people do not realize Christmas has been saved more times than I can count by Mrs. Claus. She has also changed the effectiveness, the efficiency of all of our efforts and work. It was Mrs. Claus's idea to begin lists. And she even said, "Santa, I think you should check them twice." She truly knows me, my friends. She truly knows me. But Mrs. Claus was always talking to me about the importance of kindness, always choosing kindness. Sometimes in the moments that we might be able to make a different choice, we will walk away beyond that moment, and our heart will be later on so very much better off having chosen kindness. I think that the things, the choices we make, the emotions that we carry within our hearts, all of these things carry with us. Now, will we have a heart that has been replenished with kindness each and every day? Or will we have a grumpy, cranky heart all of the time? This is our choice that we can make each day. And when we are, again, as I have said, making these choices on a daily basis, sometimes when we are needing, we are reprogramming and changing our default settings, as so very many of you know with the electronicals. Sometimes it's important, my friends, to set and click the reset button on our lives. This is always possible. This is something that I also see with children that might have been making some choices that they should not be making, or even grown-ups as well. Time is never lost, my friends. There is always time to fix things. There is always time to make things right. This is the time that we take to make choices. Now, I will say, for just any last-minute thoughts as well, I'm always reminding individuals how very special they are. Sometimes our minds can play little tricks on us. And if you find yourself in a moment in your life where your mind is saying that you do not matter, or that you do not belong, or that maybe the world is better off without you, my friends, these are the little tricks sometimes that can be played. They are all lies. I remind each of you that you matter. From my heart to yours, I speak to you with all that I can and say that you matter, and that you belong, that you are loved, and that you have purpose, and the world each day is better off with you here.
What a beautiful way to end this. You know, I know This is obviously a very wonderful time of year, but for a lot of people, it can be a very hard time of year. And I really do hope, and actually I know that your words and the kindness you showed in this interview are really going to brighten a lot of days. So thank you so much, Santa Jolly Claus, for joining me today. And now I want to let you go and do all the keep on that preparation for this hectic time of year for you.
Wonderful, wonderful, my friend. Thank you for having me. I'm sending you all of my best wishes from my heart to yours. May your season be filled with love and joy and peace and happiness and all good things. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Merry Christmas.